companion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another South Park After Show, Season 18, Episode 6. It's called Freemium Isn't Free. For those of you watching on YouTube, I am in the booth. We don't have Stephen Lemieux tonight, but we do have a brand new host for AfterBuzz TV, but a huge fan of South Park. Yes. Introduce yourself, Christy Olsen.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about this episode. I'm glad that we're starting off on a good foot, that my first episode was a good one and not one with too many naughty words.
Here's what I will say this. You know what's just funny? Obviously, if you heard Christy's voice right there, she is a female. This past week was Halloween, and I saw a couple dressed as Terrence and Philip, and that's not a gay wow. couple. That's not a lesbian couple. It's a male and a female, and I asked them how, you know, why they did this, and the husband was like, it took a lot of convincing. There may be a divorce after this.
Depending on how good she thought she looked in the costume, the divorce is pending. That's creative. I like that.
Well, I am, and the reason why I brought that up is because I am glad that you are a female that absolutely loves this show because they're so far few in between.
And actually, thanks to my husband, probably like that couple maybe watches together. Me and my hubby do too. So,
what's you know, just kind of as an introduction to you, what drew you to South Park? You know, what got you finally loving it? It seems that your husband kind of started you into this.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I guess. So they were halfway through the series then. We sat down and just watched the whole series start to finish. And because I was sick of not getting the references when we randomly watch one or two episodes and I would love it and I wouldn't know what the hell they were talking about. So we sat down and watched the whole series all the way through, and I've been watching them new since then when they premiere.
Interesting, because, you know, most people that I know, one of the great things about it is you don't necessarily need to watch every single episode, and you still kind of, for the most part, get it.
I'm not one of those people, Phil. I got to know what's going on.
Fair enough, but, you know, and I bring that up. We were going to kind of hold off on this until later, but we can talk about it now. The references still, for this season, they just keep referencing back, obviously, with Randy and him being Lord. How do you feel about all those tie-backs?
Well, it's so surprising because it seems like they spent so much of the series trying to make you just forget about what they'd done before. A new episode would come up and everyone would be alive again. It was like everything that happened in the last episode never happened. And I like this better. I like it better. The Lord references can just keep coming the entire season. I think now that that's become such a phenomenon, they can reference that in 10 seasons and we'll still be laughing. But I like it. I like
and
it.
And what I like about that is it wasn't meant to be in this sort of way. It just, as they reacted, based off of the article, which Stephen and I talked about a couple episodes past, where, you know, someone made it out to be like, why go after Lord? And it was, and then the next episode, they referenced that of the journalist searching for Lord and why Lord hasn't done anything.
Right. Those pesky journalists.
But you have to know, I've said it from the beginning and on a lot of these shows, if you just leave them alone, then you won't get made fun of. The more you kind of play into this, I mean, how many times has Kanye West been involved in these types of episodes?
And he loathes it, and they love that he loathes it, right?
That's right. So if you just give into the fact that, hey, you know what, if they choose to make fun of you, it's an honor.
Right.
And just go with it.
The Paris Hilton episode, I think, will always be my favorite as far as celebrities getting really, really roasted. That's my fave.
Right on. Well, also, speaking of tiebacks, this was a tieback to the Royal Canadian Wedding, which I love so much. We didn't I was reminiscent. I really wanted to hear the you know, as is tradition line, but right. There was no actual broadcast of this because it was more in secrecy because we had the Minister of Mobile Gaming.
The evil Minister of Mobile Gaming.
Are you a fan of their portrayal of Canada?
like it. Yeah, it works for me. I mean, I'm from Minnesota, so, you know, my my neighbors to the north, I wonder if they care for it. But I know what they're talking about. I get it. It's cool. And nobody lives in Canada, right? So
absolutely
they're not,
did
really offending any real people.
Did you enjoy tonight in terms of...
Don't tweet me, Canada, please. I love you. I'm kidding.
Did you enjoy tonight in terms of the... Because for the most part, they hit on... They took one thing, which was free apps, and right. they tied it into drugs and alcohol. But for the most part, they just took that and ran with it.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did. I did. I think I read what a lot of people had to say online, and they thought it kind of got off to a slow start. And I was wondering at first where it was going to go, because this topic isn't quite as polarizing maybe as like the Washington Redskins or Uber, things that people know about and really feel about. So I thought it progressed nicely though. It was good. Yeah. The whole free game thing. I'm wondering if they thought up some of these episodes over the summer while they were on hiatus, right? You and Steven have talked about that, how some of them seem like they are coming just in the last few days with the changes, the details that are super current, but are some things like Lord that were big maybe a couple months ago. This whole free game and the gaming thing, I think.
Well, I like that they didn't make a direct tie-in, but the fact, obviously, they've made games in the past, and so their games, right, the Stick of Truth is the most recent one, and that they've made fun of that game in the past just because of how many times it's been delayed and whatever else. And so you have to pay for their games, but you know that you're paying for the game, and here you have a free version of something, which ironically enough, it made me think of kind of what podcasting is, but we're luckily not at that level, because I know a lot of people, you know, they charge a subscription for a premium content. Luckily, AfterBuzz is completely free. No, air quotes there when I say free. But let's see. In terms of mobile gaming, I mean, are you a big gamer, by the way?
I am a gaming wife. I hate to keep referencing that. It's such a little part of who I am. But so that means that I know how to play Mario Party and that I know the characters in Call of Duty because I hear them talking in my living room.
Okay.
That's about the extent of it. As far as the mobile games go, I prefer more to surf the news and watch videos on YouTube, watch a little AfterBuzz. So I'm not a huge mobile gamer, but I like how they seem to imply that mobile gaming is so much less honorable than being a real gamer, right?
Well, let's,
it's
you know,
like,
I asked
it's
you.
It's not any stupider than the video games you play. You know?
Well, here's a game that I haven't played, and I don't even know. It's not even a game. They just call them apps.
Right.
The Kim Kardashian app. Could there be a better example of freemium than the Kim Kardashian app, which you, before we went on air, said that you have at least dabbled in?
Can I explain?
Go ahead.
Since I've never wasted any of my time watching an episode of the Kardashians show, I don't think it's a crime that I spent a little time playing the game. I had to know what everyone was
defensive.
Talking about. And also, I had a loaner phone from Best Buy because mine was getting fixed. So I didn't have to go on my own phone, and I just went with it. I caved.
How much money did you end up spending is the question.
Oh, $0. $0, please. Once I started playing, it was like, maybe it's different for people who don't live in Hollywood playing that game. It's fun. It's like, oh, you help Kim figure out what to wear and you're trying to get on the red carpet and you want to be a big star in Hollywood. And when that's sort of your real life and Kim is winning it over you, you don't really want to go play her game and give her money and, you know, help her figure out what to wear for her photo shoots, you know.
Got it. But
Screw you, Kim.
And you know, the reason why I bring that game up specifically, obviously there's a male version of that, but the fact that, you know, games historically have been thought of as kind of for males and then like the cool gamey nerd chick, I feel the Kim Kardashian is bridging that stereotype.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, definitely. I guess, yeah, like I said, I downloaded it and it's one of the only few I ever have, so you're probably right, Phil.
This concept of free and like just kind of, my pet peeve of this sort of concept is the really cheap printer. It really is because how much every 2 minutes you're buying ink for the stupid printer? Please tell me you haven't had this experience, because for me, it is one of the more frustrating things of the concept.
You know, Phil, I think that you can actually get to your printer cartridges by subscription now. So if that really bothers you, I think that that's something you can look into.
But here's the thing. It's not even that. It's the fact that the printer, right?
Right.
Let's say I need to fix my printer. And the fix will cost $40, whereas the new printer, they'll probably pay me to buy the damn printer.
Right.
And then the ink cartridge, you need to replace every 2 minutes. And the ink cartridge, each individual cartridge, because most of the time there's like all the colors of the rainbow you need.
Right.
And it doesn't work unless every single cartridge is fully filled.
Magenta,
cost $150 per cartridge.
Right.
And of course, you can't get the cheap like printers with the cheap ink cartridges, because that goes even faster. So I have seen multiple examples of freemium.
Right. Right. That's a good one, actually, whenever something comes with something else. I like that. That's true.
What about, I mean, can you give an example? I can think of, I can think of Xboxes and PlayStations, right? Because then they eventually get you on the games, because they're selling you the platform. Most of
right.
the times, if they're able to sell you on the platform that you then, like, purchase stuff into, because that's what you need. Like, you can't have just the TV without, like, some sort of cable or whatever else.
Right. Well, if you want me to take the chick route and put my chick input in, you know, a lot of times that happens with makeup and beauty products.
Okay.
The crap that I know you guys think that us women just go out and buy a lot of crap, which might be true. And a lot of that crap comes with free crap. And that's really exciting. And then pretty soon, before you know it, you're going to the store to buy the full size, the trial size that you got. And it's not free anymore. That's not quite what you were saying, Phil. And I know that.
No, it's fine. I always like it. You know, that's actually a good take on it. And of course, because then I just love the model. It starts free, and then it just, you can't be fully fun. It can't be fully utilized in the right way. It just needs the extra element, so that way you keep buying and paying into the stupid system.
That's what it is. Yes, that you can't have fun without it. I like that.
And you know, I remember when text messages kind of first came about, and you have to pay for text messages. I mean, this was years ago. We're talking 10 years ago, but
right.
It feels like forever ago in terms of the gap of technology. And I remember the days where the phone bill would come back and it'd be like, why did you spend $100 on text messages?
Right.
So it's been, you know, examples of kids – randomly, the other example is now iTunes, parents are trying to get kids a more verified version of their iTunes, because the kids just keep buying songs. And I mean, that's why iTunes was great and saved the music business, is because if they made it so easily, like, oh, it's just a buck.
Right.
Oh, soon enough, it's $500 that you spent on music.
Well, and we know most parents don't want to actually have to watch their kids or sit there and look at what they're doing on the phone or on the computer. They want to have the parental control set. They want to know that it's free, that their kid isn't going to be able to spend the money or whatever.
What's your take on that, by the way? Is it in this sense, right? They didn't go into it. Again, they could have gone into all these different areas, but they chose not to.
Right.
The fact of should it be policed by the parents, or they're just so lazy and that it should be the responsibility of, quote-unquote, the company?
No, absolutely it's on the parents. Absolutely. I think companies they're stupid if they're not trying to trick children into spending money. I mean, that's the whole – I didn't really have a problem with what the Canadian Prime Minister or Canadian Prince guy – what the hell was it? Who the hell was that?
The Canadian Prime – the Minister of Mobile Gaming.
Minister, yes, yes. Not the Prime Minister. I didn't really have a problem with what he was doing. I mean, I think, you know.
But is there...
If you can get away with it, if parents aren't watching their kids and they don't have the controls set, that's their own fault. They probably have a lot more problems with that with their children, if that's the case. So I think it's all on them, yeah. Kudos to the businesses for trying to take advantage of neglective parents.
All right, and now we know where you stand.
I mean, that was a little strong, wasn't it?
That was. I mean, at the very least, what I like is you have the fact that there's a Canadian devil versus the real devil, and the real devil is not as evil, and
right.
he's teaching Stan the difference between true temptation and how addiction really happens. So, I mean, does that make the
fantastic.
Devil?
Fantastic. That was a great scene.
It was, but you know, in that sense, are they saying there that the line, there has to be a line and there is too much? Even the devil can admit that there is sometimes crossing the line?
I think then we're getting into the area where everyone's doing it, but who's worse, who's better, I don't know. If you're trying to get away with something and you're doing it a little bit and you want to look at someone who's doing it more and say they're worse, I kind of have a problem with that.
All right.
I didn't express that well.
You know, I mean, speaking of elections, there's a great movie called Wag the Dog, and it kind of it somewhat bridges this type of ideology where, you know, they just send a completely horrible message. I mean, one of the messages, just in its basic sense, is to vote, and then they ask each other, like, who are you going to vote? Oh, I don't vote. I've never voted. You believe in that kind of crap?
I think, well, does everyone remember when the celebrities all got on board with the Rock the Vote on MTV? And then it came out that year that, like, most of them didn't even vote, the ones who were all promoting it and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
I remember that. When was it? That was, like, the first, wasn't it the when Obama first got elected?
Yeah. And that pretty much took down Rock the Vote and any campaign that anyone wanted to do to try to get young people to vote. So that's pretty terrible. It's not not shocking that it's people would promote something and then not back it up.
Also, speaking of promotion, the fact that Jimmy is the ambassador. How many times do you have so many of these college – I mean, granted, he's in fourth grade, but there's a lot of college ambassadors selling a lot of weird stuff to the student body, as it may be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was surprised that it was Jimmy in this case.
Why? Well, I think it's great because he's so innocent in this whole thing. Who would suspect the crippled kid?
Right. That's true. That's true. Where was Butters in this episode? He could have been doing that. That would have been more believable.
I think you would have been sucked into this.
Again, if people are dumb enough, I mean, you knew right away when Jimmy came up in the first scene of the show and started talking about the game, you knew that he was pushing it. You knew he had a motive. And if someone isn't smart enough to go, hey, what's your motive? Oh, you're being paid to tell me to play the game? Well, then screw it. I'm not going to play the game. Then they probably should just go play the game. They'll probably enjoy it.
Okay, so you are... I think I'm learning a lot about you just in this one episode. You are of the mindset that if you are now... Right, because they did this episode. I forget. I think it might have been called The Virgin Mary or something like that. If you are an alcoholic... Remember, Randy had that disease and he had to cut to the front of the line because he was, quote-unquote, an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And so do you just not feel bad for anyone with any sort of disease? Or addiction, let's say addiction specifically, not to put you on the spot.
Not that I don't feel bad for them, but I think there's a lack of people taking responsibility for their own actions, and that's part of what they were saying in this too, is, I mean, people have to speak up for themselves and say, like, well, I gotta do it, I did it, I done it, I'm done, it's done, I'm sorry, whatever. I want to make a True Tory reference, but nobody who's watching the South Park show is going to get that, so that's why I fumbled my words.
Got it. by the way, I really love, just kind of taking a side note, the animation in this, the battle between Canadian Devil and the Devil, they really went to a whole nother level. It continues to progress in the best of ways.
Do you wish that they would have spent a little less time at the beginning explaining all the freemium game stuff and spent a little more time on that final scene?
They typically never do. I mean, remember when Kenny passed away and it was the fight between heaven and hell?
Right.
And it was the punchline was, you never actually saw anything, but this was better than the final battle of Lord of the Rings, but you never saw it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so, it was that kind of a thing.
I mean, I actually enjoy when they explain the science of something. Remember, I believe it was last season, A Scars for Applause, and they went into that whole thing.
Right.
Remember that little bit?
Yeah.
And then just even the gluten-free stuff, which, by the way, that was another reference in tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. I really liked when – I forget the terms that they were using, but, they were more inventive, but basically saying how gluten's BS.
Right.
And the science behind that.
Yeah, well, and I think we all thought we were learning something, right? You sit down and you start listening, you're like, wow, really? Is that what a gluten is?
We weren't.
We were just laughing.
But it actually, I mean, it's some sort of weird way there's a stupid science behind it.
Right.
The fact that they're actually able to come up with that explanation, as absurd as it may be, still is funny. And in this sense, the freemium games, I mean, Bitcoins, I think they're called. Unfortunately, we don't have Steven. Steven's the more resident expert on all this stuff. But there's a lot of fake currency out there that equates to real currency.
Right.
You have people buying on this on eBay.
Right. So that you forget you're spending real money.
Indeed. So, is there anything else? A lot has happened in this episode, but as I said, it's kind of all that one note. What's your favorite moment of the episode? Why don't we go over there?
Phil?
Yes.
It's not a glass of wine. It's six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy. All right? And I've been waiting my whole life for a line like that to use, so thanks.
And that was brilliant. I loved the fact that it was such a... It was almost a non sequitur, but it tied in so well with kind of just addiction and just, you know, proving his point. And,
right.
And the devil, the real devil, how he, you know, we all have these holes we're trying to fill and we justify them. And it's funny because obviously, A, we do each have a hole that we're trying to fill, but he's trying to fill a different type of hole.
Right, right. And you're going to get addicted, so you really can't enjoy anything. So, because you're going to get addicted. So.
So why bother?
Right? Elegantly cultured with the smorgasbord. I don't know. This one had some great, great one-liners.
What else was a favorite of yours?
The white Zinfandel sipping sprint. I mean, it's competitive. I thought Randy's whole attitude towards his alcoholism was just fabulous. It was very Hollywood, actually. I didn't mind it. I think, you know, if you're gonna drink your wine out of a trophy that you got for drinking wine, how much of a problem can you really have?
I guess we'll agree. So one of the things that Steven and I do is kind of, since we can't quite do predictions as we would normally do, even though I'm going to play it, it's more of suggestions or things we'd like to see them kind of poke fun at. So what about you?
Ooh. Things we'd like to see them poke fun at. This is like something you would give someone a forewarning for, Phil, so I could think about it a little bit.
Well, you know, we do it every week.
I know. You took mine last week. No. What really gets me? I don't know. I always like when they make fun of people who are acting self-important. Kind of, again, going back to the celebrities. Anytime you can take someone who thinks they're really, really high up and point out to them why they should be knocked down. I think, you know, I can get some humor out of that. The Kanyes and those people, you know, anything like social media and people just being, I mean, I'm a vlogger, I do the YouTube and all that, and I think there's a lot to be said there. They've done a lot of that already, but it's something that's changing so fast, and that every week, every month, there's a new thing that's cool, a new way to be cool on social media, and I think they can keep doing their social commentary on that. I enjoy that.
I don't know how they'd ever pull this off, but I something about Alex from Target would be fun.
Yes.
They have to do something about DC versus Marvel in the movies. I don't know how they could. That would be, you know, something like that could be fun. Beyond that, I mean, you have the second actor to bail on, no pun intended, portraying Steve Jobs.
Right.
And they've done nothing but tear Steve Jobs apart to begin with anyway, so that might be fun.
I like that. It's a good idea, Phil. Maybe you should tweet. Oh, no, they're not on Twitter, are they? What's up with that?
Here's the thing. I think especially when they're doing these episodes, not an excuse why they can't have a Twitter when they're not writing, but they are so busy that, especially during this time, yes, they need to be dialed into what's going on, but they need to do it on their own time where they're not bothered by other people.
Yeah, like they don't want to open up Twitter and see everyone commenting on their writing skills or their episode or...
I think part of it is... I mean,
like your YouTube comments page?
Yeah, a part of it is I give them so much credit because... I feel like they have a weird form of ADD or ADHD where if they had Twitter for all this, they just like be going through it all and just be commenting, and they wouldn't be able to write an episode. But at the same time, I can't say that, because the fact that they, regardless of what they're doing, they turn out an episode every single week, just like it's nothing.
Yeah.
They have to have, obviously, a huge ability to focus and get down to work.
That's true. That's true. But you'd think they would just join Twitter for like a week and then make an episode about that experience.
At this point, it has to be Instagram.
Being desperate to communicate with them, and oh god.
Although they did do the social media. Remember when they hacked into Facebook?
Oh yeah, that was a good one. I like that.
All right. Well, that about does it for us this week. Since you are new to the show, fans, give her a warm welcome. Our fans can be tough.
I'm far more sensitive, I think, than Phil and Steven are. So,
where can the people follow you?
Hit me up on Twitter. It's at Christy Reports. Instagram at Christy Reports. And I'd love to hear from you. If it's nice, again.
And, of course, follow us here at AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Again, same thing, just AfterBuzz TV. Isn't that simple? Thank you, Christy, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you to everybody out there for putting up with me, and I hope that I will see you again next week. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we will be joined by Stephen Lemieux this the coming week. Tonight, he interviewed the main star of Hell on Wheels that airs on AMC.
So definitely, yes,
check out our Spotlight On after show for that interview. And keep tuning in. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.